Kamala Harris still owes over $1 million for failed presidential campaign. By Nate Church on August 18, 2020. Joe Biden VP nominee Kamala Harris, DCA, is still at least $1.1 million in debt to vendors for her 2020 presidential bid. According to filings with the Federal Election Committee, FEC, the California senator still owes seven digits to various vendors from her failed campaign. Of the approximately $40 million she spent in 2019, she remains a little over a million in the red. Bloomberg News reported a breakdown of $523,883 owed to international law firm Perkins Coie LLP, $160,702 to Torchstone Global LLC, and $92,408 to California political consultants at SCRB Strategies. As of June filings, Harris's campaign has just $116,380 left in the bank. Since the announcement of the presumptive Democrat nominee's official pick for the ticket, the Biden campaign raked in approximately $48 million in 48 hours. Even so, federal law prohibits Sleepy Joe from offering the failed Harris 2020 campaign more than $2,000. Biden can still ask supporters to donate to cover the debt, however. For context, in 2013, Barack Obama tapped his supporters to help failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton pay off the $20 million her campaign still owed debtors from her 2008 bid for the Oval Office. Harris is already looking for ways to squeeze blood from a political turnip by renting her list of supporters to a digital consulting firm to the tune of $386,000. In January, she managed to sell Tom Steyer's failed campaign $8,390 in office supplies.